A meditation today is in Psalm 70. Psalm 70. It's dedicated, as so many of these are, to the chief musician. That would be the chief musician for the tabernacle in David's day. Later there was such a man for the temple. And it is a psalm of David, and its purpose is to bring to remembrance. This is something that the Holy Spirit was moving David to write down so he'd remember God's mercies, and of course, it's profitable for us to remember as we think of God's mercies. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let them be turned back because of their shame who say, Aha! Aha! Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. And let those who love your salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to help me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Now, as you read this psalm, you might think, those words sound kind of familiar. Well, if you thought so, you should. You should. Let me read from another psalm. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who seek to destroy my life. Let them be driven backward and brought to dishonor who wish me evil. Let them be confounded because of their shame who say to me, Aha! Aha! Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Well, obviously, the same guy wrote the same thing. Isn't that interesting? What I just read to you was from verse 13 to the end of Psalm 40. In the context of David speaking of first of all, God taking him out of the miry clay and establishing his goings, and then it proceeds into, as we've seen many times before in Psalm 40, being obviously and overtly the very thoughts of Jesus Christ in heaven before he came to earth. In fact, his words, his thoughts, in the councils of eternity. I come to do your will, O my God. So it's obvious that Psalm 70 ultimately is for us to remember about Jesus and have all our remembrance in Jesus. It is because he needed his Father's help, cried out for God. It is because he sought deliverance. It is because he was assailed. And because he was delivered ultimately, delivered by his resurrection from the dead, that his forefather David, by faith looking ahead to him, could write these words here and in Psalm 40. And that we, in the middle of our trouble, can remember God's deliverance, brought about through his grace, brought about because of life given to us in Jesus Christ, who did God's will, did it perfectly, coming to earth, living perfectly in the place of sinners, dying in the place of sinners, being raised from the dead bodily for sinners. Now, as we think of this, David was moved to write when he had it here, that this was for remembrance. When we have trial, when we have difficulty, just as David did, it is right and proper for us not to sulk in them, nor to fold up in despair, but to look to the one who can and will help us in Jesus Christ. And particularly when the need is greatest and when the trial is at its sorest, it is not wrong for us to say, Hurry, please God, hurry. He will deliver us in the right time. but it is not wrong to pray that he would deliver us. We see the character of those who seek to destroy us. It's the same as those who sought to destroy our Lord Jesus Christ. But because Jesus was poor and weary, when we are so, and see that we have no help, see that we have no ability to do anything for ourselves, physically, emotionally, socially, and most important, spiritually, when we see that all our reliance is upon God and Jesus Christ, it is then that we can be expecting deliverance. Now, there's one further thing I would add here. Why would God have David write down, or why would God have whoever put together all of the Psalms into the book of Psalms to have a repeated portion? And this isn't the only time that this happens. We have, for example, Psalm 14 and Psalm 53, very, very similar to each other. Psalm 108 seems to be a composite of chunks of two different Psalms. Why would God have moved the compiler of the book of Psalms, who took all of these from David and from Asaph and from the sons of Korah and from Heman the Ezrahite and Ethan the Ezrahite and from Moses, and I think I'm getting most, and good old A. Nani Moose. Why did he have him put these together? Because he has given to us a perfect portion suitable for God's people and God's praise in all ages. He has taken, as a matter of fact, other songs and other portions out of other poetry in other places in the Old Testament as well. They were of use for the people of God, those other portions, in that particular limited place and time. But for them to be useful for all the church of God in all times, they were put here. They were put here. It is not suitable to sing all of Scripture. It is suitable to read, to meditate upon, to be preached from. But for God's praise, we are given the book of Psalms. And so that is why, one reason why, it may well be that God has done this. He wants it emphasized. He wants it set apart by itself. And so quotes it from someplace else or moves David to write it again and puts it right here. Puts it right here for all the people of God, for all the church of God, as it all looks to Jesus Christ and life in him.